This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
As we continue, we'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. On the way here, we actually never, just because we have so many calls calling already, we never even got into the story, Mark, that you thought was the most interesting to share tonight, which was about the police claiming that a Brooklyn teen consented to sex while in custody, meaning sex with the police while in custody. We'll tell you why that's not possible to ever happen. But first, your calls and thoughts. Here we go to Stephen, who is calling us from the Bitcoin shop, the Free State Bitcoin shop, or I presume that he's somewhere in the vicinity of it because he's likely in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, although I didn't ask you before we put you on hold. Stephen, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Ian. Over at the Free State Bitcoin shop, we are helping hundreds of people every week use Bitcoin and learn to use alternative currencies.
I love it.
And we now have in our vicinity 13 retail businesses that take Dash and Bitcoin.
Wow.
Wow, Ian. How many in Keene?
I'd have to go and check, but we're pretty close on that. I would say it's probably at about parity. If we're only talking about retail, then you may have us beat. I don't know. I'd have to take a close look. So you may have claimed the title for most Bitcoin accepting businesses per capita. Congratulations.
Well, most importantly, a lot of people are now asking, how do I get set up taking Dash and Bitcoin at my business?
Yep.
And the answer is go to anypay.global, which is our point of sale system that we've designed specifically for people who love freedom. And it helps. It's the easiest way to take Dash and Bitcoin at your business.
Yeah, I've been interested in AnyPay, and it's something I've definitely been keeping an eye on because the BitPay people need competition badly. They're the only, until AnyPay, they were the only player in seriously helping businesses get set up with cryptocurrency, but the BitPay people refused to add anything except for Bitcoin to their network, and so it's refreshing to see a company willing to allow businesses to accept payments in something besides Bitcoin in an easy to accept manner. So that's very exciting. But let's talk about the recent scores, because I know you guys have been putting them out there on Facebook, but most of our audience isn't paying attention to your Facebook page. So what's happening? What's been going on? What are some of the recent businesses that are on board with Bitcoin now out there that weren't 3 months ago?
Most importantly, first of all, the fully immersive retail sensory experience, The Pickwick's Mercantile Empire of Portsmouth is now all on board with Bitcoin and Dash, and they have the most creative stores. They have five or six around downtown Portsmouth. They're super awesome.
Whoa.
And they're using AnyPay successfully with Dash and Bitcoin. And what they love about it, they were bragging to their customers today, they're getting money that goes straight into their Swiss bank vault. And they're set up with a hardware wallet with, thanks to AnyPay, the customer money goes directly, instantly into their hardware wallet.
Awesome. So you said they have five locations, so does that mean that every location is accepting Bitcoin?
That's correct. Every location.
Wow.
That's Pickwick's, Deadwick's, their restaurant, Fezziwig's, also the Strawberry Bank Museum, and more.
That's amazing.
What does the Strawberry Bank Museum a museum of?
The Strawberry Bank Museum is an old colonial town that was along the Strawberry Bank, and it's been preserved to be like it was a few centuries ago.
I see.
What's the Strawberry Bank? Is it like a bank of a river or something like that?
Yeah, right here where Portsmouth was founded, there were strawberries.
Ah, okay. Very good. And so who else? What else did you pick up recently?
Let's see, we got Streetza Restaurant, which is a very popular restaurant in the West End, as well as several, probably half a dozen, who are in the process of getting set up right now. So awesome. That'll be coming. And
how many of them are coming to you? Because I know that you guys opened the door for the Free State Bitcoin Shop back in August. We broadcast from there, I guess, about a month ago at this point. It's already been that many weeks since we were broadcasting there. And you had told us that some of these businesses were actually coming in to the store asking about how to get set up. How many of them did you guys go out and kind of prospect versus came to you?
It's about 50-50 now. When we started out, it was 100%. We were going out to talk to people. Mm-hmm. But since we had some successes and we set up the Bitcoin shop, then now it's about 50-50. And I expect eventually it will be overwhelming that people are coming to us and mm-hmm. we have better systems for onboarding them and
Excellent.
Getting them set up with their business.
Yeah, I mean, this is, we're in a place right now here in New Hampshire where, I mean, there's no doubt this is the place that people who love cryptocurrency and also love liberty want to be moving to. You moved up here just within the last couple of years, and you moved up from San Francisco. Big change of pace, I imagine, but how are you liking it so far?
I love it. It's awesome. People love freedom here, and it's right in the motto, and it's really true. They are totally about being free and independent, and that's such a change from anywhere else. I'm looking forward to the winter. It's going to be great this year. I'm super prepared now, so that's actually an exciting factor.
Get a big beaver hat.
Oh, I have many beaver hats now. I'm prepared for everything.
I love it. I'm so excited about what you guys are doing out there, and I wish I could. I almost wish I could quit doing talk radio so I could emulate it, because it's just so much fun having all those people come into the shop. And we sat there all day and watched this, watched the magic of the Free State Bitcoin Shop.
Talking, then a lot of our customers come because they hear from you. So it's this cycle of people. And it's just creating a whole economy, and people are hearing from you. They're coming to us. They're learning. They're going back to you. It's great. And
Excellent.
It's enriching the people who believe in privacy and freedom here in Portsmouth and other places in New Hampshire.
Now, you guys turned on the big old Bitcoin vending machine, which I actually just went on to the General Bytes website today, and I didn't realize that the one that you got is called the XXL Plus version of the BATM3, which is the third edition of the General Bytes vending machine that they have. So
I had to have the most beautiful one.
Yeah, you've got
good.
The most amazing, big, just impressive vending machine that I've ever seen. Did you ever manage to get the two-way features operational on that? Is that something you can talk about here?
There's not much interest in that. People, instead, we're directing people to spend their cryptocurrency with businesses who want to hold on to it.
Okay.
But we are also having a sale this weekend only, 0% commission on BTC at the machine at the Seacoast
wow.
Rep and at the Free State Bitcoin Shop.
That's pretty crazy. So you're just selling at cost.
Only.
You're selling Bitcoin at cost.
That's right. And we're selling hardware wallets, too. We have Ledger and Trezor.
I love it. I just so excited by what you've done. I hope that other people can emulate this, because I think having more of these little Bitcoin shops popping up would do amazing things for cryptocurrency all around New Hampshire, if not the rest of the world. Just to give people a physical place they can go to ask questions and get a walkthrough, get their hand held while they're getting into cryptocurrency. You guys are doing great work, great activism, and I hope it continues to be a success and grows and ultimately ends up, you know, covering all the costs that are involved, because obviously it's hard to get a business off the ground. But you guys have, I think you've got a good model out there. Anything else you want to share tonight with our listeners?
Go to freestatebitcoin.com, the freestatebitcoin.com. That's where we post about all the events happening. We have events at least once a week.
What kind of event? What are you doing?
Well, we host the Bitcoin meetup the Portsmouth Bitcoin Network. And that happens every 8 days. This week it's at Domo's Sushi Restaurant, which is right on our block. They're like the last business to not take Bitcoin. So
you gotta
we'll
get
them converted soon. We're gonna get them.
Mark would love to go and buy a sushi with Bitcoin. He's such a sushi fanatic. Thanks for the call tonight, Steve, and I appreciate hearing from you. And thanks for the continued updates from AnyPay and out at the Free State Bitcoin Shop. That's Steven Zeiler, one of the bloggers over at freekeen.com. I am just so blown away by what those guys have done. I mean, they're just a dynamic duo out there. I mean, the two of them, Derek J. Freeman, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, and Steven, I mean, they have just alone so all by themselves basically cleaned up the downtown for Bitcoin and have recruited multiple businesses into accepting the currency. It's awesome.
I'm just hurt that you called me a sushi fanatic when you know I'm a sashimi fanatic. Sushi's for people who don't want.
And what's the sashimi?
Sashimi's the raw fish.
Without the rice.
Not attached to it anyway. Yeah, you get a bowl of rice.
I see. Yeah. All right, more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
The 3 most important things you can do for Free Talk Live are, 1, share 1 episode a week on Facebook or in some other social networking site. 2, buy the things you buy online through shop.freetalklive.com. 3, give $5 a month to the AMP program. It's my firm belief that Free Talk Live's AMP program is the best use of your charitable dollar among liberty-oriented organizations. Support all the organizations you love. But make sure you give $5 a month to AMP at amp.freetalklive.com.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-FREE. 3733. You know, we just had Steven Zeiler on the line from the Free State Bitcoin Shop talking about his new AnyPay app that allows businesses to accept Dash, which is one of the reasons why I'm excited about Dash as an alternative to Bitcoin.
Yep.
We've got this crazy Bitcoin forking situation on the way here that's coming up in the next several weeks. Actually, there's going to be a potential fork next week, and then there's another one that's going to happen a couple weeks from then. So we've got some major turmoil on the horizon in the Bitcoin universe, and I don't know how it's all going to shake out. This is definitely,
how would you know?
Yeah, this is definitely something that we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks here on Free Talk Live. Probably not so much tonight because it is a detailed topic. And so you'll likely hear about it between now and probably before this next fork on October 25th. We'll likely discuss at the very least that one. And then there's the big one that's coming up in November where literally they're it could be a disaster. And, I mean, I don't know. I realize there was a lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt the last time Bitcoin forked. It all worked out. Like, you know, the value of Bitcoin went up. The Bitcoin Cash that had forked off of it had schismed away from Bitcoin. That you know, created new value out of thin air, basically, or value that, you know, people couldn't have accessed prior. And so it was an unqualified success from that perspective. But I think a lot of people are thinking the same thing's going to happen the second time around, the second or third forks, that the same thing's going to happen, that Bitcoin's just going to keep going up in value.
And if people think something's going to happen, it's that much more likely to happen, because marketplaces are driven by perception.
That's true.
That doesn't mean that's what's going to happen. I'm just saying it's that much more likely.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that Dash is out there. It is a stable competitor to Bitcoin.
It's managed in a way that Bitcoin is not managed.
It actually has a governance structure built right into, it's baked into what Dash is. Dash is, of course, digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, transactions are quick, and can even be confirmed instantly. You can, by the way, I paid a Bitcoin fee today of 60-something cents to send some Bitcoin
somewhere. I paid $2.
Yeah, and then on Dash, I paid some Dash, and it was like less than a cent.
Right, and I paid a $2 in one and 2 cents in another on Dash.
So it's super easy to pay with Dash. It's also decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. And anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. You can take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. In fact, I think I looked last night, and it was at either number 5 or number 6 on the list of the top 10 cryptocurrencies in the world at the moment. So go ahead and go to Dash.org and learn more about Dash.
I prefer to use it for sort of day-to-day transactions. You and I...
We just did that tonight.
Yeah, you and I bought dinner and...
I paid you in Dash.
Yeah,
you covered it in cash, but you wanted Dash, me to pay you with Dash.
Yep.
Because Domino's wouldn't take Dash.
I didn't ask them.
Well, I can tell you. They're probably going to tell you no, because I've asked them about Bitcoin, so I doubt they're going to be taking Dash if they're not taking Bitcoin.
Yep.
So anyway, check it out, Dash.org. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. I don't know if it's Kai or Key. Kai, perhaps? You're on Free Talk Live?
It's Kai.
Kai. All right, Kai, you're on the air.
Well, first off, Ian and Mark, I listened to you guys for about 6 years now, first time calling.
So. Oh, wow. Thanks, dude.
Thanks for the support.
Yeah, no problem. Well, I was calling, I consider myself an anarcho-capitalist, so I've been listening to your show and many other, these style shows. There's a lot of people that, try to look for, like anarchists or liberty-minded, songs. So one of the bands is, actually a pretty famous band, called All That Remains.
All That Remains or All The Remains?
All That Remains.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're pretty awesome. It's more of a like a Slipknot style band, but
heavy metal.
Okay.
Yeah, Slipknot. It's heavy metal. Okay. And then also, I wanted to point out there's a lot of people that are into Bitcoin. There's a guy named Peter Harris, and he actually created a co-op blockchain style. Company that actually is like a stream to own. That's why this is what I was calling about, actually. And basically, you stream the song 7 times, and it will pay for itself. And then you get to own the media. product that you were streaming.
Okay, all right, so hold on a second. You stream a song and it pays for itself? How does that happen?
Well, I was on his podcast that he was, or his interview of the podcast, he was explaining how it worked. Where basically, basically you sign up through his thing. It's called Resonate. No, I'm sorry, not Resonate. Where is this? Basically, you pay for it by listening to it several times. So, you know, like on Spotify, you'll skip through your song, but you'll have the ones that you want to come back to. Mm-hmm. So you might save those in your folder or whatever. Let me go here. You might save those in your folder and, you know, put them in your playlist and listen to them again. So when you listen to them again, the more that you listen to them, once you reach 7 listens, then you will actually own the
product. But how does that monetize for the company that is getting paid for the song? Like, how does that happen?
Well, basically, you have your account and you load your account with money. So
you're paying for the listens. Like, it's like a jukebox.
Right.
Where you can take home the CD. Okay, that makes a little more sense. I didn't know if it was like an advertiser-supported model or like where you're listening to ads and then the advertisers are paying for it for you or something. You're saying you're literally paying for a play, and then after 7 times, you don't have to pay for a play anymore.
Exactly, yeah. It's pretty cool. And it's called Resonate, yeah. Resonate. So,
well, thank you for the recommendation. Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
Yeah, I'd also like to talk about the flag.
Sure.
The United States flag?
Do what?
The United States flag?
Yeah, like, and not standing for the flag.
Sure. Okay. What about it?
So I'm actually a dual citizen. I'm Israeli and U.S. So I used to live in Israel. I lived there for 18 months. So I know quite a bit about nationalism and all that kind of stuff. And, so I grew up here. My dad was always anti-government, anti-U.S., that type of thing.
You grew up here, but your dad was anti-U.S.? He was living here?
Yeah, for the first 14 years of my life, I lived here. Okay. We actually converted, and so I'm technically Jewish, but I'm theist now. So, but anyways, we lived there, so I know a thing about nationalism. I've participated in the riots that go on in Israel, that type of thing.
Riots
so I've had a
Israel?
Lot of... Do what?
I didn't know riots went on in Israel. Okay.
Anyway, go ahead with your point.
Well, in the past. And so I've gotten, I'm pretty against authority, as you might say, and consider myself an anarcho-capitalist, like I said. Mm-hmm. So whenever I go and, you know, I've been to jury duty, whenever the, you know, judge says to rise, or whenever they call for the judge, that he comes in the room, that will also rise, like, I don't rise, and if they,
excellent.
If they, yeah. So I never rise for any man. I stand for no man. I was also taught not to, participate in the pledge and all that kind of stuff. And I don't.
I appreciate that, and I think that you can help set an example for somebody when you don't go along with the group and encourage people to also, you know, stick with their principles. I thank you for the call tonight. There's more coming up here in moments, or find their principles. It's Free Talk Live.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our live Saturday edition continues with me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Also, Blank Home Security is on board with Free Talk Live. And Mark, you have set up a multicam system. I have set up one here as well. You can go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You get 3 blink cams for what the other guys charge for one. You can go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. Why is this such a great system? Because it's easy to set up. You don't have to go through some ridiculous hassle of wiring and running wires and drilling holes and then having to set up a DVR. And I've done this before with security systems. Man, they are a pain. And if you don't know what you're doing, you got to hire a professional. With this, even Mark could set up the
blink. I did.
Yes. You didn't even have to call me for help, Mark.
I didn't call you, no.
I didn't know until after you were done. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. It's all wireless. It's all set up. You've got a smartphone. Super easy to set up via your smartphone. No wires whatsoever. And, of course, you can add more cams as necessary. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get yours as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to John. He's in Washington State, listening to KITZ up in the Seattle-Tacoma area. Hey, John.
Hey, I like
like your show, and thanks for letting me chime in here.
Of course.
I just want to talk about the United States flag.
Oh,
and I know there's been a lot of discussion and people disagreeing about this, that, and the other thing. You know, nobody owns the flag. Absolutely nobody. The flag belongs to we, the people.
Now, does that include a flag that I go out and buy at the store? Does that mean that you have a claim on it?
This is the concept of the flag we're talking about.
No, no, no. The flag, the concept.
The concept,
the flag
okay.
The flag is a symbol. A symbol of our nation, and our nation means something a little different to 320 million people. I think that's how many we have.
And probably a lot of people around the world, too, right? Like, I guess 7 billion, and then they may have different opinions at different times, so we could go on billions and billions of different opinions on what that symbol
means. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is... it means something different to everybody, depending on their life conditions. You know, my father, for instance, was born on the 4th of July, so I have a certain view of the flag in respect to family. You know, I'm also a veteran, but I don't think that the military owns the flag. I mean, I can see a lot of people feeling strongly about it that are in the military or veterans, but I don't think anybody has the right to tell somebody else how they should value and respect the flag. As a matter of fact, dissent is one of the most patriotic things a person can do. We wouldn't be a country if we hadn't had our founders dissent.
Yeah, they dissented vociferously, right? Like they dissented to the point that they were willing to shoot their government center of mass. That's high. That's a high level of dissent.
They throw tea in the harbor. You know, they stepped out of line and they risked their lives and their fortunes to create this country out of dissent. And when people dissent about how to respect the flag, and other people say, oh, no, you can't do that because this is the way you should respect the flag. I don't think that is an understanding of the way we are so unique as a free nation and have the right to self-determination.
Right, so which includes doing what you want with your own property, and other people can have an opinion about it, but they shouldn't be able to stop you.
Absolutely. You got it. All right.
So,
have a good
day,
man.
Thanks, John. Great call tonight, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Not what I expected when I saw U.S. flag as the subject.
I think John's absolutely right. But I think that's sort of the first level of it. You know, beyond that, it may be that people use the flag as an opportunity, for instance, with the football players right now that are taking a knee. You know, they'll oftentimes put their hands over their hearts. Taking a knee looks like a pretty respectful thing to do. It's not like they're, you know, laying flat on the ground or whatever.
So the knee, they're also combining that with a hand over the heart?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I've seen that that is an option. Because they're trying to show, you know, like, they're trying to protest a situation and at the same time show
reverence.
Yeah, reverence to, you know, what best I can tell is a false idol.
Right.
Now, for me, what the flag has become, there was certainly a time in my life when I was all into it and really, you know, had
your
a
flag 70s, waver.
Yeah, 76 Eldorado convertible with flags all over it, and I liked that stuff. And still, you know, the flag's an attractive symbol to me. But what I see it as is the thing behind which politicians hide.
Sure.
That politicians go about, I mean, we regularly call them liars and thieves, but they're the ones that do the work of the organization that the flag represents. And on one hand, we say the organization the flag represents is full of liars and thieves. On the other hand, we must show respect to the flag. And I think that all this reverence to the flag now gives, in many ways, gives cover to some of the worst people in our society, those that run our government. Mm-hmm. This organization that has put our, I don't know, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, $20 trillion in debt, a level of debt that likely cannot be recovered from, and we're worried about whether or not football players are standing up for our favorite song. This shows how the nation itself doesn't deserve the symbol, the virtues for which they claim the flag stands. You don't deserve freedom if you can't even see behind this cursory level of duplicity.
I would say you're right about that, and it seems like most people don't really want freedom. I mean, they might like the idea for themselves, but as
handing over control has never worked, though. Like, that's the one area, handing over control of a government has never worked. Where is this government that has been good, just, honorable, true, virtuous? Where is it?
Well, what I was going to say was that people who might say on one hand that they want freedom, they may want it for themselves. They may want it for their own life, for their business, their hobbies, the things that they're into. But it's those other people that they don't want to have freedom, whether they be brown people or whether they be, you know, people who are born in a different plot of
Democrats or Republicans
land.
or
whatever, you know, they, whatever this person they disagree with, the weird guy down the street or whatever, they don't think those other people can handle freedom. And that's where the problems really, I think a lot of it stems from, is people aren't willing to allow their neighbors to be free, and so therefore they themselves will not be free, because ultimately the neighbors are going to feel the same way, that you should not be allowed to be free because you're going to do things that they wouldn't do with your freedom, which shows, make it illegal.
Which shows another level of what the government tends to be about. Now, I'm not I'm not going to attempt to point fingers here, but it does benefit a state to pit its citizens against each other.
Sure.
When you're worried about whether or not the feminists are trying to take your freedoms, or the Republicans are trying to take your freedoms, or, you know, whether, you know, whomever, whatever the group is, the illegal aliens, the Muslims, and, you know.
We heard it from Chris Cantwell earlier tonight. He's worried he's going to lose his nation and his colored people or whatever.
Whatever his thing, whatever your thing is, whatever your whoever you fear, it's quite possible that you've been manipulated by the media and by the government to fear those people. Like, think about it. Quantify how those people, whomever it is that you fear, have actually harmed you, and then compare that to the organization that claims to represent you, that takes money from you on a, you know, daily, weekly, monthly, annual amount of money that you're forced to give. In any other circumstance, it would be called extortion. But because we call it taxes, you can't call it extortion.
Well,
right?
You voted for it.
No, I didn't.
You voted for the politicians who voted for it.
Oh, some politician that I've elected at some point? Is that what the claim is?
That's what the claim is, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you know, mostly the politicians I vote for don't get elected on a national level.
You consent because you're here and you go, you vote at all.
Okay, well, does that, what happens when rich people want to leave? They have to pay a huge tax? Mm. Because even slaves could buy their freedom when we had slavery.
Right.
So an exit tax, as far as I'm concerned, is just paying off slave masters.
Yeah, but you're not even buying freedom because you're going somewhere else where there's other slave masters waiting for
and
you to arrive.
And don't forget that the people in Washington, D.C. will still claim dominion over you because they claim dominion over the whole world.
Our toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can weigh in on whatever topic you want to discuss and take control of the airwaves here. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com. We won't be hard to find.
In an emergency, you need a fire, now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for Instafire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustained winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the Instafire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to Instafire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. Instafire. Fire in an instant.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and of course you can bring up anything here. Live Saturday edition, if you want to join us, our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
As we continue with your calls and thoughts, I do want to let you know that if you're listening to Free Talk Live online, then one of the ways that you can help us out is by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Even if you're not listening online, if you can get on later, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. Although the bulk of our amplifiers are our internet listeners, just for whatever reason. Maybe the radio listeners figure they're already paying because they're listening to the commercials, whereas the podcasters don't have to.
It's true.
But listen to most of them. So anyway, you want to amp the show, get behind Free Talk Live. You can do it for $5 a month, and you'll get some cool perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only Facebook group, and the amp-only podcast, which doesn't have the commercials that our normal podcast does. Not that our normal podcast has many. It doesn't have that much to begin with. But regardless, you can help Free Talk Live get on more great radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, and more, and get all the cool perks over at amp.freetalklive.com. So please check it out when you get a chance. It makes a big difference for us when you do that. ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We got Matt in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI FM. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
I wanted to make a comment on the flag, but just quickly before I do, I wanted to just encourage all your listeners, before you give a dime to so-called public radio, national propaganda radio, where you will never hear any local caller call in or any opposing view call in, I would encourage people to give money to stations like you have. You take everybody, no matter how much they oppose you or how much they just differ from what you're saying, you'll still let them on the air. And that's true public radio. And that's what we need more in this country.
Wow, man.
Stations where people can give all different opinions, and you'll never, ever hear that on national propaganda radio.
Well, I appreciate that, although I will say that I know that at least here in New Hampshire, maybe you're only talking about the national NPR, but the New Hampshire NPR or NHPR or whatever they're called, they do have a local call-in.
A one-hour local call-in show, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, 1 hour. That's great.
Well, I think it's 1 hour a day, right, Mark?
That's correct.
So 5 days a week, 1 hour a day. So, I mean, there probably are some examples that are like that in other states, I would guess, but I don't know. I don't listen to NPR for the most part. But, Mark, I think you have heard some of their programming. You're kind of a regular NPR listener.
Sure, you can get on. They tend to try to keep the emotions out of it all. Everybody's supposed to be calm.
You mean from their host's perspective?
And the callers, too.
Oh, really? They don't want the callers to have an
emotion? No emotion, really.
That's weird.
That's, you know, it's difficult to...
Will they block you if you have emotion? Will they be like,
claiming that.
Tut-tut! You're too emotional, sir!
Well, you won't stay on long if you get emotional.
Gotcha.
Yeah, well, good luck. If you want to call and try to make a comment, go to their website, and good luck finding any way to get in touch with them.
Well, I appreciate
and even
the
entertainment
heads up.
Shows on the weekends, which I just listened to one this morning. Wait, wait, don't you know what? All the jokes were propaganda and just against Trump, and even a joke about dark chocolate. They had to somehow turn that into Trump's a racist joke. So, but anyway.
And everybody's forced to pay for that, by the way. The NPR,
no,
of course, is taxpayer.
Well, okay, yeah,
taxpayer funded.
They do raise some
12%.
Money too, and.
12%,
but anyway,
about 12%
really
of the budget is taxes.
Hey, thanks for the call, Matt. Thanks for your sharing your thoughts here tonight. And it is open phones every night here on Free Talk Live, and we are 3 hours per night. So if you didn't know, maybe you're new to the show, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, those are our live times. So whether you're listening live or not, you can always call in and join us. And we prefer people who don't agree. I'd like to make that clear. Like, I don't want to talk to the choir all the time. It's not really that interesting to me. I can talk to those people on Facebook if I want to.
Well, you're not going to learn anything new by talking to people who agree with you all the time.
No doubt.
It's people that disagree with you are going to have, hopefully some good points. They can't be all wrong, right?
All the time, yeah.
I mean, this is what I find so interesting about the Democrats and Republican debate in this country. It's amazing.
They're always wrong, the other
how
side.
How many people out there believe that other party is wrong
every time.
100% of the time.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, this is how you know you're a partisan, and this is how you know that your opinion is irrelevant.
Right. Let's go to James. He's in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Hello, James.
Oh, hi, Ian and Mark.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure. Go ahead.
I came in on the tail end of y'all's last hour. I'm happy that y'all brought up Christopher Cantwell, and I was hoping that y'all had mentioned that he's a political prisoner and everything.
We did.
He certainly did.
I was a bigger sure. Yeah, that's awesome. There's a couple other fellows that got arrested. In Gainesville, and maybe they were justifiably arrested, maybe not, but, you know. But
are these the people that shot at somebody?
Well, they were attacked, from what I understand, and where the person whose car ran into some people down in Charlottesville, you know, the car was attacked beforehand and everything, and you know,
allegedly,
and so they were fearing for their life, and so you know.
So that's the supposed story from the side of the white nationalists who were down at the University of Florida campus. I do have a story here from thanks, James, for your call tonight. Three Richard Spencer supporters arrested on charges of shooting at UF protesters. The only shot fired at Richard Spencer's University of Florida appearance missed its mark, and police said two of the three men arrested in connection with the shooting were members of extremist groups. Authorities arrested Tyler Tenbrink of Richmond, Texas, and William and Colton Fears of Pasadena, Texas, just outside of the city late Thursday night. That's a long way to go and see some
a-hole. For a peaceful protest.
All three were charged with attempted murder in this case. Protesters stood Thursday at the University of Florida to unite against Richard Spencer, a prominent white nationalist who was speaking on campus just before 5:30. As protesters outside of his speech at the Phillips Center were wrapping up, Gainesville police said the trio started heckling some anti-Spencer protesters with Hitler chants, Nazi salutes, and threats. At one point, cops said convicted felon Tenbrink pulled out a gun, and the brothers encouraged him to use it. He fired a single shot that missed the group.
That's because he's already been in prison and they don't want to go.
Police said they sped off then in a silver Jeep. An off-duty Alachua County Sheriff's Officer spotted the car 20 miles outside of town at around 9 p.m. and arrested the group. The Fears brothers are held on $1 million bonds in the Alachua County Jail. Tenbrink's is $3 million.
Jeez.
So isn't this interesting? The white supremacists here, who actually fired a gun, or at least one of them did, fired a gun at a group of people.
Got a bond.
They get $1 million or $3 million bond. Whereas Chris Cantwell, who's accused of simply using pepper spray in Virginia, was given no bond whatsoever. Of course, they're two different states, but regardless, I mean, it's a clear discrepancy there in, you know, how they're treating these people.
So sooner or later, if you keep on going to peaceful protests and there keeps on occurring
violence.
Violence, perhaps these aren't the places to go to get whatever your message is out.
Well, obviously,
just saying.
These are the kind of people who want to have a fight.
That's what it looks like.
Seems pretty clear. Both Tenbrink and one of the Fierce brothers were spotted in Charlottesville a couple of months ago, which, as you, if you've been listening to the show, you know there was a showdown there as well. And that's kind of where a lot of this tension really started to build, was during the fights there. The Fierce identifies himself on Twitter as, quote, a charismatic leader of a white breeding cult. A white breeding cult. So that is... I've never heard of that before. So there's a cult of people that are white supremacists who have built this cult around the idea of having sex.
Well, this is not unusual.
They're cult leaders.
Well, it's the idea
to save the white people.
Right. The idea is that you know, whatever your message might be, that you've got to, you know, breed out the enemy. And this has been purported in the Liberty Movement too.
Tenbrink and Colton Fears, age 28, were two of very few pro-Spencer activists who spoke to media Thursday. Tenbrink was captured on video jumping a police barricade to avoid angry protesters and was promptly detained by police. And protesters marched against the appearance of Richard Spencer, who is yet another one of these white nationalist national figure types who the University of Florida spent about $500,000 with security funds.
Yeah,
for this ridiculous
still didn't stop
nonsense. So there's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts and bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Hour number three is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.